Hi everyone.
Hello everyone.
Welcome to the Untrapped Podcast. My name is Emanuela and
I'm Belle.
Okay. No, you see the last time you said we're welcome again. Like you said it again.
Yeah. Okay. So you're anticipating that it's the world see it again.
Yeah.
It's on and off.
Yeah, but how are you doing? How is everybody? How are you?
I'm okay. Given the circumstances. Ghana getting tougher every, like, by the minute. I don't know. Well, people say that it's Accra. The Kumasi and the Northern people say that it's Accra that is getting
tough. I think everywhere is tough, but then Accra is just ridiculous.
Extremely.
Yeah.
I found an article that said Accra was the second most expensive city in the world.
The source? Did you find the
source? I don't remember the source, but it said it was after Syria. Which was very odd. I don't know that because of the wars in Syria, so it makes maybe lifestyle there expensive.
No, but I think Accra does not make sense, like in any way. Mm-hmm. Like nothing makes sense in Accra.
At all.
Housing,
transportation. Like even the air does not make sense in Accra.
The Accra market is wild. So Mr. Isaac was telling me that for his shop, right? He has a clothing. So for those of you who don't know, obviously you don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he owns a clothing shop, and for his shop, he used to have a certain type of price for a Ashaiman, just a Ashaiman.
Yeah.
Now he came to Accra and then he mentioned the same price. And the people here thought that maybe he's not using quality goods and quality fabrics and things. So now when he comes to Accra, like he has a different price for people who are buying in Ashaiman. And then he has a different price when someone wants it from Accra. Because if you tell them like a reasonable price, the person now would think that and then maybe
it's
won't farm Accra.
Yeah.
I
find myself doing that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. When I'm buying something and it's like it actually the price is like okay, I'm like then I'll start comparing, I'm like, is it too cheap? But then, when you think about it,
no,
that's actually
it
a very
let me,
reasonable price.
Let me tell
price.
You how ridiculous Accra can get. I'm sewing 3 clothes now from my seamstress. And I'm paying less than $250. Three.
What?
I use that to sew just... I can't even sew a jumpsuit with that in Accra.
Yeah.
Because I'm sewing jumpsuits in Accra. And I'm even taking my own fabric. You're not the one buying the fabric for me. I cannot.
And for those that don't know, I mean, have not seen Ella in her sewn outfits. Like her seamstress kills it every time. Like she eats every time.
It's crazy.
So that's like
crazy. Three. I'm sewing. One is a skirt and top. The other is a trousers. Yes. And then there's another one. This is full dress.
Accra here. Ordinary boo-boo. This spaghetti hands boo-boo, except they will start sewing from 500
cents. Yes, I've seen those ones. Boo-boo for these boo-boo pata-pata for 600
cents. I blame our influencers.
It does not make sense. I like pata-pata is even an old style.
Yes,
that
I blame.
I have so many pata-pata from childhood.
That's why I keep saying my mom literally sews these boo-boo styles at home and wears them around the house.
You know what annoys me?
Clothes.
It's not even the ones that if they use fabrics like brocade and brocade is actually quite expensive, so you can understand. They use tie and dye,
yes.
They use tie and dye
but high target.
Yes.
Those are the fabric they use and
it's crazy.
Attach those ridiculous prices. It's getting out of hands, honestly.
Because
I think just today, I was trying to make my market list, and then I was asking H that, how much do you spend on food and all that? So he told me. And I was trying to just make a comparison as of the year, let's say 2020, 2021, how much I was spending on food. Like, not like everything, but markets, going to the market. Do you know that as a single person that lives alone, as of the year 2020-2021, I was spending like 250 on going to market.
Okay.
Like just going to buy the tomatoes.
For the month, right?
Yes. For the month though. Not for the week though. For the month. We just going to buy the tomatoes and the meats and those stuff.
Okay.
Then maybe I'll go and do provision shopping at Melcom for maybe another 300. right? That's even 300, and that was a lot of things. Now,
how much do you spend?
Now, I spend 600 CDs.
So that's twice.
To just go to the market. Market, oh, that's the days, that's the month that I'm not buying, let's say, rice or oil.
Oh, okay, so
I'm
this telling is for...
you. I am telling you. And then
this the, when you have
oh, trust me, the provisions card, oh, and then don't even come. Like, don't even mention the provisions is like crazy.
Oh, provisions in come.
Provisions in come, well, provisions in come, we in tomatoes, need just the chicken, the meat, and the stuff like that. That is how drastic it is.
Yeah. My aunt is always complaining, but
it's wild. Like, it's really crazy.
I try not to get in the conversation. Yeah, because even the little things I buy, I cry all the time.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think about what if I were living in Lund, mm-hmm. that would have been worse.
And then this is comparative to, like, so it tells you that, like, somebody compared me, like, actually, cooking is cheaper, which is true actually. Because if you think about this, cooking, because those people that are buying food every day, like Ella, they are spending like 200 CDs of, there are people spending 200 CDs on food every day to buy food every day. I'm like, what kind of money are you sitting on that to be living that kind of life?
And even the price of, so I don't buy, when I buy food, I hardly buy food outside, but the mm-hmm. few times that I've bought fried yam, mm-hmm. I always bring my protein from the house.
Right?
But one time, I don't know, I was just there, and then somebody asked, like, the price, and I found out meat was, like, 8 CDs.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's like even
the baby. And it's very small.
That's like, a baby.
In my house, I just think chicken, 2, egg, well, come and
you see, I think for me, my problem is what doesn't make sense to me is why this Bruni World meat, like this,
it should
that we that the pot is in Accra is cheaper, it's more expensive in Accra than Kumasi. Because I think somewhere last year, I went to visit my sister, went to be with my sister in Kumasi for a couple of weeks. And we were to buy the kilo of chicken. Mm. The as of that time, they were buying it 17 CDs. At that time, we're buying it in Accra 34 CDs.
I see.
And I'm like, but the pot is here. So this is where these things land and then they go to Kumasi. So why is it cheaper in Kumasi? Because if anything, they should be adding the cost of transportation, transporting it to Kumasi and all. But Accra was expensive. And it's always expensive. When it comes to this, like how the sea is here, right? And then the fish.
My aunt about.
Like how the sea is here and fish is more expensive here. It's, I'm like, it didn't even create, yeah. Like, who said that? It's just getting ridiculous.
And what is annoying me is that the conversation keeps going on and there's no solution.
There's no solution.
We keep having like the same conversations. And
basically,
it's not even a conversation when we're having it. We are complaining. Like, mm-hmm. we keep complaining and there's nothing that you can actually do to change the situation, and that makes it even worse.
But another problem is the fact that, like, you're going out and you're buying a cocktail for 90 CDs and we are making it seem like it's
not. Oh,
you see, the way we normalize those
parts of jollof.
Yes,
Angwamo. Oh, Angwamo kills me every single time. And then they'll be like, it's packed or it's loaded. I'm like,
loaded,
bro.
With what? Angwamo 150, Angwamo 180.
I was talking to somebody. I think the person put this TikTok whatever on his status,
mm-hmm.
and it was Ice Kinky, and I think mm-hmm. it was like 90 CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was talking about it, and I was like, it's the people with money,
mm-hmm.
in quotes, in Accra that are disturbing us.
They are the ones.
Because there's nothing normal about Ice Kinky 90 CDs.
Because Obi, 90 CDs. Obi,
90, you, sorry.
Because it does not make any sense. You see, sometimes when you sit down, it's not even about the money now or the tunnel. It's about the fact that it does not make, like, you don't respect our money that much. It does not make sense. KK, if I sit home and go and buy KK, fatty KK is like crazy.
So, and you know, whenever you say these things, and then they'll be like, so sit home.
Right?
But that's not the point. That's not what we're trying to. We're just trying to something that's not reasonable. Like, don't normalize it.
We have. we are all trying to be do like to form bougie, and then they're actually killing us. Because, I mean, the regular Ghanaian vendor, yeah, whatever, is quite greedy. If you allow any, they're going to take advantage of you. And then come and you see, you go on TikTok. Oh. Come with
you
me
know,
to do,
I
do,
just
do,
want
do,
to be in the position of, like, great, like, wealth, like, in the position of money, so that I'll know if I'll talk this way. But I think I'll talk this way. I look
you
at
would.
My uncle, and my uncle complains.
You would.
My uncle complains about
see.
Things all the time. And I'm like, this man... Like, ideally, he
yeah.
should not be complaining about anything.
Yeah.
But he still complains.
See,
he comes back and he's telling me the biscuits I requested is like... like
no, but it's what I've noticed, things, money that you made from your hard work, yeah?
It's,
spending it,
so
like, it's so painful. You calculate the hell out of it because they're like, okay, this is this much, this is this much. And I've already told you, I told you before that me, if I don't budget, I can't spend.
Like, me too.
Like,
I
that's
know,
the type
yeah.
of person, I don't know how to just... take money and then use it for this and use it for that. I mean, I wasn't born like that at all, please. So it's just, we are accepting too many things in this Accra. And I bet you, it's not,
the,
that one,
the,
I can
people,
say for a fact
it's
that
the
it's
bougie,
not like that everywhere.
The bougie people,
yeah.
the ones that are worrying us. The ones
and it's fake bougie too. It's not even like any proper bougie.
As for whether it's fake or whatever, I know that they are earning great amounts of money, like, a greater amount of money, like they're earning a lot of money, but you can't be doing that. It doesn't make sense.
You
having a lot of money does not nullify the fact that
the majority of the people do not have a lot of money. Like, what's the percentage of people that are extremely wealthy? Most of us have not gotten to the point where we go to supermarket and not check price tag and buy things. Until we've gotten there, these things people are doing, you have to stop sharing. It's wild because, I mean,
it's food. You know, it gets worse when you find out that you're not even trying to live any luxurious life, you're just trying to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basic things.
Yeah.
Basic things. Like, you can't afford basic things. That's the problem.
Like, pizza, chicken man. Those guys,
why?
They should count their days.
Why? Okay.
Yeah.
You should, I don't know these restaurants and
no,
things.
No, so. Pizza Man, Chicken
Man. I've
heard
the name, but
these people, so yesterday evening, right, someone sent me food, and then I go and take it, and I'm like, so I saw the price, you know, they put the price on the thingy, and then I open the food, I'm like,
okay.
I'm thanking my friend like for getting me food because it was very thoughtful. But then
I'm
also like,
angry at the
I'm
price.
Like, I'm so angry at the price and then the quantity of food they brought.
Oh,
hey! God. I was like, these guys are mad, like really. And I'm like, yeah, I can't blame you guys. People we all complain about chicken man, but we still end up buying it. So that's what you want to do. Hey, I was so pissed. I was like, what the hell? But Accra is ridiculously expensive. Like, ideally, everybody that lives in Accra is rich. Because for you to survive Accra every month, you are comfortable.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you're actually very comfortable.
Because you could live in another place and be, like, well off.
Yeah.
I still remember the time that Richmond went to rent, like, outside Accra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he was talking about having a two-bedroom house to himself. And it was way cheaper than...
Very, very cheap.
Like, a single room.
Very, very
self-contained
cheap.
In Accra.
Because it was almost equivalent to what I pay for my one-bedroom.
At the time.
In Accra. Sick. And it's chilly.
Crazy.
This Accra matter, we'll talk and talk and talk, until we start boycotting these things.
Yeah, but
like,
I think people are also... Truly, people are making a lot of money at very young ages.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when money comes into your hand at a certain... Like, in your late 20s, the way you're going to handle money is going to be different from if you get money so early as 18.
Yeah.
So imagine an influencer who has started making, let's say, four figures.
Yeah.
Let's just say. I'm sure four figures is even lower, but then just four figures at 17 or at 18. Working with brands, you're being paid sometimes even in foreign currency. the way you're going to spend is going to be very
another thing, the thing killing us, the foreign currency. And the fact that we keep mimicking all these white people.
Exactly.
Like, because when you see the social media influencers in Ghana, the, everything they do mimics all the, like, the Westerners. Because if they are advertising something, I'm like, even Shein, like, Shein clothing is seen as, like, one of the, for lack of a better word, like, low brand clothing out there, right?
Yeah.
But then, the way our influencers will do it, if Shein is seen the way they advertise...
Affordable. Like
affordable clothing. Yeah. But the way this our influencers have been hyping these this Shein clothing, like, if they see an ad from Ghana or someone talking about a TikToker, Ghanaian TikToker, the way they will jack up the prices, because at this point... Because Shein has like very nice stuff actually.
Speaking of, finish.
Yeah, I'm done.
Speaking of influencers and stories and things, I read this amazing story. I think you should read it. It's just 1,500 words or less.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let me see pages.
No, words. It was for a writing competition.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the winner, and it was Michiaki.
Okay.
Yes. And it was talking about a society where women run things, basically. But the setting, so in just the story, just a little about the story. I'm not good with summary. I'm not good at summary, but let me just. So the man married the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a man, you're supposed to produce female children.
Okay.
But then the woman has given birth to 3 already, and then there's still no female in sight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a family gathering or whatever,
mm-hmm,
to let the woman take another husband. Like everything is reversed. Okay,
yeah.
So to let the woman take. So the story just follows like the thoughts of the man and then how he's taking it and the fact how he's seeing the new man that has been proposed for the woman to, and how gladly the woman accepted this new man. And then he's also thinking about how, like, in every sense of the word, the man coming is lesser than he is in terms of achievement, in terms of age.
Yeah,
he's way younger and all these things, and it's just good. So it was, and it was written by a Nigerian.
Okay.
And it just took me to like storytelling, and you know I'm very particular about Ghanaian. I always condemn Ghanaians for the way we tell our stories, because I feel we are not authentic. And I'm like, this is like everything, like the story itself is good, but the way she told it's like in a typical traditional Nigerian setting, like you can picture it, like you can picture the gathering. And I'm like, why don't we tell stories like this, not even for story competitions, but just in our influencing and all these. See the video that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Which story, one? The video that you sent me of, I don't want to mention the influencer's name, but suddenly her accent has changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's this thing that you get from being authentic.
Like, yeah.
You drive from authenticity when it comes to storytelling, that if you are riding on somebody else's culture or somebody else's story, you don't get
it. Because
the story just took my mind away. And I'm like, I'm in Nigeria right now. I'm in some Igbo family or whatever.
It's like the way, even the podcast you make me listen to.
I love it because of how Nigerian they are.
Yeah. Like the way they July talk. They are so like, you know, raw, authentic.
You know the crazy thing about them?
They've lived abroad. Oh, yes. That's what I was coming to. Like, they've lived abroad, literally schooled abroad. And what they push through is their Nigerian self more than even their...
Crazy.
But then these are our people. Babes. Like, every time I listen to a new... this one, and because I'm on TikTok a lot, I come across a lot of...
people.
Like, the Ghanaian social media influencers. I come across it a lot. The way they describe their stuff, the way they narrate their stuff. Then you go to the comment section and be like, oh, wow, blah, blah. And then I'll be like, maybe I'm the problem. But it's not.
You're not the problem. I think. So
it's just not authentic.
I don't know a lot of content creators, because I'm not on social media often.
But the they're called content creators. Right? I keep calling them social media influencers. I mean, or is it the same thing?
It's the same thing. Okay. So, but then the few that I know that speech chi or I don't understand the word inga.
Mm-hmm.
But then whenever I see there's this lady, is it Miss Jenny or something? Like, whenever I see a content, I just watch
Miss Jenny, right?
Jenny,
yeah.
No, it's funny. It's because I like one Jenny type. Yeah. Sorry, she speaks chi. I think she's from Kumasi or something. So she speaks chi. And then Miss Annie speaks Ga.
Mm.
I really like that.
She's funny.
Most of
she's
the time, I don't understand anything she's saying, but I don't
mind. She's interesting.
I'm like, you know the number of Yoruba and Igbo content I follow that I don't know? I don't know. But then there's just something about being authentic and telling you, like, a story that is actually relatable or just wearing things that are relatable.
Yeah. Because... I mean, speaking of relatable, and I might probably be jumping us into a whole different conversation.
No problem.
But, I mean, I took Agnes for an event where she was a guest speaker over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was a STEM like event, right? So she was speaking on it as an aviation engineer. And we had a panel of, there was a panel of women.
Okay.
Right? And they were talking about, I mean, the whole idea was to encourage young girls to go into STEM. What we always preach as feminists. And okay, so we have an engineer, which is Agnes, and then there was a medical doctor from the UK, but she's Ghanaian, but she's based in the UK.
Okay.
And then there are two other academic PhD holders.
Okay.
So one is at the CSIR, the Institute of Research, and then the other one is also at AIMS. Remember AIMS?
No.
AIMS, the way we met at the Wakrin thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So AIMS, she's also from there.
I don't think the memory is as clear, but you can continue.
there's another person from that place, and she's she's also a PhD holder in mathematics and quantum energy, which is quite impressive, if you ask me. Right? But then, so... the idea is to talk to... So, before we went for the event, so I was talking about it with Agnes and we're just discussing it. Agnes was... I've done this before with the MasterCard and Developers Evoke in Tamale.
Okay.
That was a couple of years back. So, Agnes was picking my brain on it a bit. So, I was like, for me, I feel it's going to be about like something like talking to your younger sisters, basically, right? Mm. Tell me why... So Agnes and then the young doctor, they were very relatable because I don't know whether maybe because they were younger in age.
Okay.
Right? But then the two other PhD holders.
Okay.
Ella, if I'm a 14-year-old and I've come to this event and you're talking to me the way you're talking to me, I'll be so intimidated. It almost felt like a piece of contest, like I have been... No, that's how I was feeling like. They were just bragging. I was like, Jesus Christ, these girls.
Are you sure you're being objective at all?
I kid you not. So that's how I felt, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so I'm watching. And then when it got to time for them to ask these girls, someone got up and said that they felt intimidated by them.
Really?
I kid you.
The confidence to say that is
another
level.
So two people were like, okay, they are seeing them as, but then some of the things they are saying about mathematics and quantum, then she achieved this and she achieved that. Like they were like, this is cause Ella, everything that they were saying, even me, I was really intimidated by
those.
Imagine what 40-year-olds, how 40-year-olds will feel.
I have a thing about these events where we invite people to talk about and I thought you were even going to go there when you mentioned that they grew up in the UK. Talking about being relatable, I feel that if you bring somebody from the UK to come and talk to me, had I been in, let's just say I'm 40 years and I'm in whatever, I feel like if you bring somebody in the UK to come and talk to me, at the time I won't be able to relate.
Yeah.
Because my conditions, maybe here I don't have lights to study. I don't have books.
Yeah.
I walk to school.
Yeah.
They don't have those same. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they don't have anything to mm-hmm. offer. But then it's those things must be considered, especially with the ages and the...
Yeah.
If I come and I tell you that, if you take Stone Boy to Ashaiman,
mm-hmm.
the reason why the youth are all gra-gra-gra is because they know, like, this is somebody that they know. People saw him grow up mm-hmm. there and this, and now he's there. So when he is telling a story of you can make it, you can achieve it,
yeah.
you actually know that it's possible.
Yeah.
If you bring me somebody from the UK who grew up in the UK, who yeah. whose parents took them to the UK when they were young, who has won all these awards.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, you're very far away from me. Also, I think that sometimes we are very unrealistic when we're talking about these people
mm-hmm.
with regards to mathematics and quantum yeah. energy, because, you know, in as much as you want to instill confidence in kids at that age,
yeah.
you should know that there are some who are actually whose grades are very low.
Yeah.
Who are
or they day. Like that was my question. You know, and not to cut you,
no,
but
no,
while
I
the lady while the lady was talking, she kept saying that she kept like throughout her career, she was basically describing how her career path had been. And she was like throughout every opportunity she got, she kept saying that what is she going to do with the mathematics? What is she going to do with the mathematics? Then, after PhD, from all the story that she told, she got to the end, still did not tell us what she did with it. Look, basically, so she still hasn't figured it out. And she's just, and I'm like, how would a 14-year-old like relate to... See,
I have a big problem with the way we select people to speak yeah. at events, because also sometimes you just bring somebody that has been smart all the I'm using smart in the typical sense we use smart, like
when you went to academia, school, yes,
you were doing well. So let you bring somebody who has been smart all their lives,
yeah.
has won awards and all
yeah.
that. That person, I'm telling you, no matter how old they are,
mm-hmm.
they can never truly understand somebody who is at the
bottom.
So I always think that these panels or whatever, when they are selecting, like I have a problem with the way they select, because usually they just want high achievers. They
yeah.
want people who have been big.
Like, that's a very,
yeah,
very
valid. I don't like the way they select.
Yeah, that's a very,
because
very
I've been a child before, and coming from the home where I know so many people that I'm seeing them in person, but they are like people on TV,
yeah.
because I can't relate to what you're saying. I don't have food to eat today, you know. All these things you're talking about, learning is not on my mind. I feel like these panels should be able to select people who are like diverse
yeah.
in terms of backgrounds, in
okay,
terms of
yeah.
achievements itself, so that when you bring them to the kids will, and so somebody at like 30 who is there getting what they are 31 in class, and the person is always 31st,
yeah.
knows that okay, there's actually hope for me.
Because I feel, to be honest, I agree with you, and also in the sense that we keep we try to push these girls to go for STEM program
yeah.
courses, right? But then why are we always not looking at it from the angle that okay, you are not interested in STEM? I mean, that came up in the conversations that they had over there. But then let's say the whole point is going to be, we want you to do STEM. But then, why not, I don't know how to put this, but you do something different, but then eventually navigate it into STEM. But let's
because say, people have done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because
when
people
I was
done that,
doing
right?
Cyber Girls, there were bank heads who are now.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to even drive at.
And it's not even just that. I think, once again, it boils down to the problem with our educational system.
Yeah.
Because you being in STEM does not, like, you studying science and mathematics in school does not necessarily mean you must have it for a career.
Exactly, one. Yeah.
So some of these things can just shape your thinking.
Yeah.
And you can take that for
yeah.
Like just your thought processes, the way you
yeah.
come out with your ideas. So sometimes studying these things, because what people don't tell you when you're younger is that the question of what will you become when you grow up is actually not very important, because you can
right.
do so many things.
Right.
And
yeah.
we've seen people who have changed careers
yeah.
like over maybe over two decades, you can see that they've had multiple careers.
Yeah.
Very, very different things. And it's still possible.
Yeah.
So some of these studying STEM and just, it can just shape your thinking. It can make you like,
true.
Just make you stand out. Yeah. Or it'll be nice when you're creating your own. You're now a professional dancer, but then because you have a STEM background, exactly, you can relate to people with it.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, like, let's just, I mean, at the end of the day, is what? Is the money that we are all chasing. Trust me, and this indigenous, I mean, I wouldn't say this, the typical STEM courses, which, okay, as soon as you mention STEM, everybody's mind is going to the medical, doctor, and the blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're not cashing in like how the cyber security guys, data analysis, and nobody
that's
like
if you, that's if you land the job.
I mean, okay, when you talk about the girls there, they ask them, what do you want to be? They are not even a preview to other programs in tech, especially the technology inclined.
So
they're not preview to that too.
That's so true.
Everybody, medical doctor, half of them, medical doctor. Medical, then one or two people mentioning I want to be an engineer, and I feel like even when someone they hear engineer, they always their mind always go to one and failed A to two. I'm not, that is an engineer for them. That's where their mind always go to. Someone who said food science, D&D. I'm like, have you guys heard of data science, cybersecurity? I was so curious because that is what I want to be pushing to the, like, I would want the younger ones to go into now.
Exposure is a big thing. I always say that, like, sometimes I always say because I'm not like the best at writing, and mm-hmm. like my writing career has not kicked off because of exposure.
Yeah.
Until I like uni, mm-hmm. around uni or lab, just when I was about to complete, that was when I realized I could actually have a blog. Like, that is how I was like, guys, how did I not know this? I didn't know that people could create content on YouTube. I'm very terrible at social media. Mm. I didn't know that people could create content on YouTube. I didn't know there was something like that as a 2019. Like, I had no idea. So exposure, like, you see your options when you're exposed to a lot of things. But honestly, they must do something about these panels that they select to the kids, because it's not even just diversity in terms of career, or just as in the person
achievement
coming
level. It has to even on achievement level.
In every situation. Well, nowadays I don't know what they tell them, but there's always like firsts. And then you can be second, but you're not that bad. Yeah. Like, you must know, you must understand that you can be second, but you're not that bad.
It was interesting, actually.
Yeah, I miss doing things like that. I had, I've been having outreaches over the years, but these days it's more with regards to feeding people
the orphanage
and those things. Yeah, I don't quite enjoy those ones. I love ones where I have to speak about someone.
These experiences. I think we have to do something like that.
Like, even if everybody knows, not enough. How many sanitary towels do you use in a month?
I can only blame a good for anything that happens. Because I don't know why girls in secondary school should be buying sanitary pads. It's 20 cities, though.
I know.
Sanitary pads is 20 cities.
I think mine.
I'm telling you as if you're not even a girl. Like,
is mine more expensive? I think.
Like, why would you want. Oh my god. It's like we lack in every sense, right? Everything is against us.
There was this post on someone's status. In the post, it had "You were born to win," mm-hmm. and then the person wrote, "In Ghana, it doesn't feel like it at all.
It does not. It does not at all."
We should be wrapping up. What have you been watching? What have you been?
I finished Shogun. I'm sure a lot of people have finished Shogun.
I've not finished. One more episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then let me not spoil it for you.
I don't mind.
I won't spoil it, but I mean, I was just, it was underwhelming for me. It was okay. Just okay.
It's okay.
They just hyped us up too much for them to just make the ending like that. But yeah, we'll wait for part two.
Whatever. There's a part two.
There is definitely going to be a second series. Oh. Yeah.
The story that I was reading, because I knew about the death and everything even before it happened.
Yeah, because there are books on it.
Yeah. And there was, I didn't see anything like a part two. Okay.
No, there's definitely going to be a part two. Like,
and then I saw you watch Dune.
Yeah, I watched Dune part two.
I've not watched part two. Rewatched part one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that I'll be, my mind will be fresh.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a third. Yeah. There's going to be a third one too for that.
The books are there if anybody wants to read them.
You wait for the cinema.
If anybody wants to read them, but you can read The Matriarchy. It's on happynoisemaker.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you should read it.
You know I won't read it. Why you?
No. You would really love this one. What have I watched? I don't know what I've watched.
I've watched a lot of things, but I can't remember. I think I completed a whole series recently.
Which one?
What series was that? Oh, it was a reality TV. Love is Blind.
Well, I've heard a lot about it. This is, I don't know.
I follow it, so I just watched the newest season. Mm-hmm. Man, like, God, if I want to start talking on that.
We have like 9 minutes.
There's a particular couple, and then the lady, just to wrap it up, the lady, to make it short, I mean, the lady described herself as, she had, the concept of the whole experiment is that you fall in love sight unseen. So you are working backwards. You fall in love through a wall, have conversations and all that kind of, so you get to know each other through that way. Okay. And then you meet each other, you get engaged before you see each other physically.
Okay.
Which is bonkers. I mean, I don't think I could ever do that, but yeah, that's it. So, in one of the pods, the lady was describing herself to the guy, which they were supposed to do, but she just randomly said, oh, she gets, like, people mistake her when she goes, she's on a plane or something, people mistake her for Megan Fox.
Okay.
Megan Fox, Machine Kelly's wife. Beautiful. Yeah. And the guy was like, really? Like, he just got excited. It's like, really? And it's like, yeah. Just because she has blue eyes and dark hair, that he shouldn't get so much excited, is because she has. So she kept hinting, like telling him that don't get too excited. It's just because I have dark hair and blue eyes.
Okay.
Now they meet each other, and then this guy goes like, because the lady physically, like body wise, does not look anything like Megan Fox.
Okay.
She's like on the size 16, 18 ish.
Okay.
So the guy is like, he was so confused, like, you don't look like Megan Fox. Like, he said it some way.
But is the babe fine?
Her face is pretty. I think her face, for me, I feel her face is pretty. And
or
to
maybe
be
because
honest,
they were comparing.
Yeah, to be honest, it's there because they were comparing. Like, yeah. But it's always busy. Someone says, I resemble someone, doesn't mean. And she kept saying it's because I have dark hair and blue eyes. But I could, personally, I can see the resemblance a bit. I will show you her picture when you're done. I could see the resemblance a bit. You could tell the guy was disappointed. So, because the other lady that the guy would have possibly like gotten engaged to, she body wise is Megan Fox.
Oh,
so you get. So he would physically be very attracted to that lady, and then he ended up with this lady. But when they met, so he started behaving in a way that I said, mempel.
Okay.
Right, but it was subtle. But then he'd always tell her he loves her and all that kind of stuff. But you can tell, you can smell from afar that this guy, he never brought it up again, right? Yeah. He brought it up to a couple of people. He never really brought it up again. But you could tell that it was a problem for him. And I feel like he was not bringing it up because he knows he's on national television, so he doesn't want to be the douchebag. But then you could tell, because tell me why. You say you love this girl every day. I love you. I promise you, it's you to the end. Blah blah blah. All the worst. Even the times that the girl wanted to give up, he said no. That does it. Like the girl he loves, because the girl was insecure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why he ended up a day to the wedding or whatever, he decided that he's not going to go ahead with this thing. And this was after he had seen, physically seen, the other lady that he could have possibly... This guy, till now, does not admit that the the physical attraction played a role.
But it plays a big role.
Yes. But the experiment has worked for so many people because they were lucky. I mean,
are they still together?
They've had nine, it's been 6 seasons, and they've had 11 weddings. 9 of them are still together. Some of them have kids, most of them have kids.
Those date rush and thing, people actually do find love.
No, you are talking about date rush. Wait, this one is high level production.
I've never watched it, but it's funny.
Like, I used to watch it for the laughs. But no, this one is actually like a proper. I'm not saying date rush is not a proper thing, but it's like it's an actual dating show, like proper dating show. Oh, I've said proper again. Sorry.
Curate yourself. What do you want to say? What is on your mind?
Yeah, but that's the thing. But to be honest, I don't know how physical attraction would never be
people are not honest when it comes to these days and these things because they don't want to appear vain or whatever.
But that is not vanity. Being physically attracted to somebody is very important, especially if you're going to go the long haul with the person, a lifetime with the person. Because you have to remember that the person is going to age, right? That their beauty is not going to... I think maybe that's what they mean by... Maybe I'm saying it the other way around. Maybe that's why they say don't go for the beauty.
Exactly.
But see, if you are with a fine person, right? And the person age, they age fine. So they're still going to be fine. Have you seen Kufuor when he was young? Did you see his face? He was very ugly. So he's going to age that way.
I beg, that's the end of
the day. Before we go, have you seen? Those people that we call Zaddy.
Your president.
With a Z. Akufo-Addo, I mean the fine people when they age. come on, you don't think he knows? He knows how he looks like, please. Not me. He knows exactly how he's looking. But trust me, I mean physical attraction is not even necessarily just the face, the person being handsome or beautiful in the face. But I have to want you, right? So this experiment, I know for sure that if I were the one, I'd probably fall in love with the person. Because through conversations and all that. You're talking to somebody.
Are they all white?
No. Mixed, they have mixed race. Different, diverse
background. See, my bias is broken. That's what I'm asking you.
So,
I believe that some of these shows would work with whites.
Most of them are white, actually. But then...
they think really differently.
Because I could probably fall in love with somebody because you're chatting with somebody, it's easy to fall in love with a person. But if I see you and it's not there, the love to take.
Maybe one day we should discuss these
things. Yeah, we have to, right? It's very interesting.
I think I have very little to say.
Don't worry. I'll cover you in that department. I probably have to bring a guest. We have to start bringing guests.
Only studio, I guess.
This is no studio enough. Take it like that. But anyways, we didn't plan this episode properly, but I think it's been very interesting. Oh my god.
Okay, everyone. Bye.
Bye.